All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from New York City on this, the second day of February, 2021. And I do like to remind you, I publish a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can sign up for that letter by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office here in New York City, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. And as always, we'd like to encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com, and I'm delighted to tell you that Chen is with me, and we'll hear a few words of wisdom from Chen in just a few minutes from now. I do want to encourage you all to send along your comments to the newsletter, to the radio show, whatever they may be, whatever your thoughts are, positive or negative or something else. Send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions, the number for taylor@gmail.com. And we do need to thank our sponsors because without them, there would be no show. Our sponsors this week: Cassier Gold Corp, SK Mining, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Fury Gold Mines, Great Bear Resources, and Lion One Metals. I should like to mention this morning that SK Mining made public some very strong assays from the last 20 drill holes on its VMS project that is just south of the famous SK Creek mine. Not only was the headline number 35.5 meters, grading 9.5 grams of gold per ton and 70 grams of silver per ton, that was spectacular enough, but the company's geologists, who are experts in VMS deposits, see the possibility that a 7-kilometer-long corridor of these high-grade gold and silver metals may very well exist. And next summer, they'll be testing that theory, but the numbers have so far have been very, very promising. And it looks to these VMS experts like they have another SK Creek deposit potentially on their hands. Of course, it needs to be proven with the drill bit and the drill machine that will take place aggressively next summer. I truly believe that SK Mining is a story you want to keep in touch with. Now, interestingly enough, despite this great news, the stock sold off considerably today, and I would suggest part of that has to do with a very weak day in the mining in the gold and silver sector. But I would also suggest that it has something to do with the idea that maybe there's not a lot of news coming out until next summer, and so a lot of investors have apparently sold the news, and they'll probably be back. But this is a story I think you want to keep your eyes on, and we'll have Dr. Quentin Henning on the show sometime in the near future to talk about it, I'm sure. I've titled today's show, The Upcoming Revolt of the Middle Class. Michael Oliver, Charles Hugh Smith return this week, and the last-minute guest here is Chen Lin, who I mentioned will be with us in just a minute or two. Last summer, Black Lives Matter and Antifa wreaked havoc in most of the large cities in the United States, while the mainstream media paid very little attention to it or to the plight of America's middle class, who have become increasingly impoverished by the transfer of wealth from manufacturing to government-funded enterprises. With their voices not heard for decades and their president censored from bipartisan Twitter and Facebook, the anger of a small number of Hillary Clinton's deplorables triggered the January 7th storming of the U.S. Capitol. Very unfortunate event, for sure. While silencing dissent, the question that I have is, will silencing dissent lead to national unity, or is that akin to pouring fuel onto the fire? Charles Hugh Smith will opine on the reasons for this evolution of the two separate Americas and what impact America's division will have not only on our economy, but more importantly on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not only for the middle class, but for all Americans. And I will be talking to Charles Hugh Smith, as I said, during the second half of today's show. And Michael Oliver will be joining me in just a few minutes after the first commercial break. Michael will be with us to talk about his latest views on the economy, and I'm sure you're not going to want to miss what he has to say, but I'm also sure you're not going to want to miss what Chen Lin has to say. He's with me right now. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, it's really good to have you with me, and I know that you've written a lot about the silver markets and about GameStop and various things. Go ahead and tell us what your thoughts are about this short squeeze by the small retail investors. And there was supposed to be, and some people were speculating, perhaps a short squeeze on the silver markets. But what are your thoughts on those topics right now?
Yeah, they had a very successful squeeze of GameStop. Yeah, it went to almost 500 last week. Mm-hmm. And then their talk came out. They said, oh, let's squeeze silver. That started last Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday. And we started. I thought, well, that's a pretty smart idea because GameStop at that time, 500 is a very overvalued asset. Well, you can, right? And then you come to silver. Will be something very exciting as a new area come to an undervalued asset, right? So reduce mm-hmm. your risk and then squeeze silver. Uh-huh. But there are so these diehard people, they stick on. They just think they can continue squeeze GameStop. They were very upset. Yesterday, silver went up, GameStop went down. So they start cursing silver in the past 24 hours. That's caused silver price to went down. You know, I cannot say, you know, because what they see is they saw, oh, there's still a very high short interest out there, but they don't understand how short hedge fund works, right? Hedge fund can both long and short at the same time, and they can do a lot of different things that normal people cannot do, right? You know what I'm saying? They can short and long in the same time, in the same mm-hmm. account. So mm-hmm. what happened was because they don't want to short that when they couldn't borrow, right? For example, they can long and short at the same time, so they have a short there, have a long there, and then they can sell their long at any time because they don't need to borrow shit. And then mm-hmm. they have already short pre-borrow. So they don't understand, they don't have those ideas, just, oh, short interest high, so we can squeeze them. Doesn't mean that, right? Mm-hmm. This week is the truth. It went from 500 to under 100. So actually, wow. I have a small GameStop short, and I covered it today. So, you know, I wasn't making money for GameStop, just to watch them, right? So, but anyway, it was caused a very heavy selling of silver. Let's see, you know, on Friday, an investor bought 35 million tons of silver. Yesterday, they bought almost 20 million ounces of silver.
Ounces, yeah.
Let's see what SLV, you know, let's see what today's data looks like. You know, I still think we have a good chance to squeeze the silver mm-hmm. because silver still is a very undervalued asset, and there's heavily shorted. You know, these LME came out, they said, oh, we have 1 billion ounce of silver, so you cannot squeeze us. But look, on the future contract, they're almost 1 billion ounce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then in the SLV itself is 600 plus million. I mean, and all the other ETF together, those silver are sold over and over again. So if there's really powerful squeeze, it can really squeeze the silver, but it just right now it just the party has split. So it's mm-hmm. very hard to focus, and then the shorts are running this, you know, so
mm-hmm. Well, it seems like there's a shortage of physical silver, though, Chen, from what I'm hearing. Maybe that's just at the retail level with small coins and things. I'm not sure. But there is definitely a lot of offtake. Exactly. And I heard also, maybe you can confirm this, that there's been a lot of buying in China for of silver.
Yeah, there were a lot of buying over the weekend. Most of the silver shops were out of silver coins.
Yeah.
Right? If you go to Kitco right now, they're selling silver at almost $100 an ounce per silver coin. Okay? That's
You're kidding. $100 an ounce?
About a dollar, 100, yeah. I mean, some they say on sale, 72. I think 70 or 72 is on sale, okay, quote unquote, per 1 ounce silver coin. I mean, it's crazy out there, but still, it doesn't matter. They just smashed silver down so hard today, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the paper market. That's the paper market,
what can
Chan.
You do?
That's the paper market, and don't you know, if the shorts are really going to be squeezed, it has to come through the physicals, doesn't it? Ultimately,
right. So I would take a step back. I will watch how many silver was bought today. You know what I'm saying? You look at how many physical, and I'm going to go to, maybe it was sold, maybe people get out, and that's okay too. But if there's accumulation of silver today, even the day of today, watch out those shorts, right?
Chen, with just about 3 or 4 minutes left here, what are your ideas about the general equity market now as we go into this year? And then maybe just mention very quickly one or two of your biotech's favorites.
Right. Yeah. The general market, I'm optimistic about the general market because there's a lot of stimulus, and then there's supposed more stimulus coming. Money printing is unlimited.
Yeah.
So all these people who eventually will realize silver and gold and all the other miner, all the other stock, even your house, I mean, it's very expensive. Yes, it is expensive, but you cannot build a house as fast as the central bank printing money. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's right.
So eventually, hard asset will shine. And then so much money pumping the system actually may create a stock market bubble. We probably more to go with the stock market. And also with biotech, I was so focused on that because the biotech fund, I was talking to you, the biotech fund who own like AMRS and ACHV, that's also, you also cover, they also short GameStop. So I have to call them every day to make sure they're okay. They won't have a margin call to sell them. But so far they're good. They seem to be very strong. So so that's why I kind of know what's going on with GameStop anyway. But you know, they're both very good. You know, you look at they have a very decent news recently, and like ACHV has been very, very strong. The chart looks like it's about to break out again. So I'm quite optimistic.
Well, and for good reason. And I just should mention to my listeners that Chen has had an excellent record, especially in the biotechs. He also follows the gold and silver mining markets and the bullion markets and also energy. Those are some of the areas that Chen has really excelled in, but especially biotech. So it's chenpicks.com, the place to go to sign up for Chen's letter. It's not an inexpensive letter, but if you're a serious investor and have the time to put in and follow up on Chen's advice, I think you can do very, very well with Chen. That is for sure. One last idea, Chen, any closing comments?
Yeah, I think, you know, right now all these back-to-work stock is relatively cheap. I was advocating to buy in November, sell in December for a huge gain. Now it's actually back to close to November price. Actually, I start buying like a cruise liner, like, you know, those energy stock. Those looks quite cheap. And then I have, biotechs. Many have very near-term catalysts, so I'll be very busy February.
So I guess maybe you're optimistic about COVID then? Do you think maybe the vaccines will do the trick and we can get back to work, hopefully?
But looks like from Israel's data, Israel has the most advanced vaccine development, you know, deployment. This looks very good, looks fantastic from efficacy, safety, all looks very good. Right now we have a variant. Different variants in South Africa from Brazil, but I think, you know, with the tweak of vaccine, they probably can overcome that.
Good. Okay, well, it's always good to end on an optimistic note, Chen. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today. It's always a pleasure having you on and getting your insights. So thanks for being with us. Okay, folks, well, we do have to go to break now, but Michael Oliver will be with us right after, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Cassiar Gold Corp. trades on the OTCQB under the symbol CGLCF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC. Its flagship asset, the Cassiar Gold Project, is a large advanced stage road accessible gold property with an NI 43-101 compliant resource estimate of 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton gold at the Taurus near surface bulk tonnage gold deposit. and 15 kilometers of high-grade gold prospects. The property hosts several past-producing high-grade gold mines and is in search for the next multi-million-ounce gold camp in British Columbia. Fury Gold Mines is a Canadian exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable, high-grade gold assets across its 3.5 million-ounce portfolio. Led by a management team of proven explorers and developers, Fury aims to generate major catalysts and performance per share by advancing exploration campaigns across Canada. Fury is well positioned to create value for investors with low risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under Fury. To learn more, go to furygoldmines.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.